Love.
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 Dare.
Love.
Love.
Sex.
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 Damnation.
Dance.
The marker.
Danger.
Darkness.
Die Markfarbe.
Tischkern. Tischkern.
Daru.
Desperados.
Destruction.
This is the LSD Cast, India's first podcast about love, sex, and dating.
Hey everybody, it is LSD Cast time. Welcome to
and
the show.
We have returned, as promised, with the lovely Rogue, and I am Prem.
The lovely Prem.
So I am sitting in Los Angeles, and my sister, who's my real sister, is sitting in India.
Oh, that's right, in the Mumbais. And we've had an exciting weekend in Mumbai.
I believe you have, Rogue, and
yes.
I want to hear all about it.
Well, I was on a panel on love, sex, and desire, also LSD. Should we change the name of our podcast?
Absolutely not. They should change the name of the panel.
I hosted by the Godrej India Culture Lab, which is a fantastic space in Mumbai in Vikhroli. And they have all these interesting things happening all the time. Feminist movies and panel discussions. All very esoteric, very fun. So they'd invited me, of course, because of LSD Cast. Not just because the letters match. Paramita Vora, who is a fantastic filmmaker and writer who also runs Agents of Ishq, Sachin, who heads Truly Madly, and Taru, who heads Tinder India. And the four of us were on a panel. And I don't know yet if they've archived it, but we also had a Twitter chat on Wednesday, the 13th of July, and that can be found on Twitter if you just search for the hashtag IndiaLSD. So you can, I'm sure there's storified stuff available. And you can see the questions we got from Twitter Janta that the four of us were answering about India, technology, the erotic, love, sex, and desire. So check it out.
So Rogue, you represented us. You represented LSD. What was that like?
I represented the olds who are dating with technology. It was quite interesting, you know, because what I had to do this week, after having talked about this many times on how I was on Tinder for 3 days, I actually signed up again for Truly Madly, Tinder, and OkCupid. And we'll talk over the next few weeks about how that's been. And I have a little story for you for later. But I had to plunge in and actually find out for myself what it's like. That's been interesting. Research.
You had to, of course. That is correct. On the name of research.
All in the name of research. It's been interesting to say the least. Also very liberating, because I have been so brash about asking people questions about how it's working for them and totally being like journalistic about it. So I don't care what people think of me online.
And they must think like, oh my God, this girl is like so into me. She's asking me all these questions. She must be really attentive. Oh my God, I found the girl of my dreams.
Sort of.
And little does that person know, it's all in the name of research.
And that I'm not on the sites anymore at all. So.
Oh, wow. So you just for 3 days?
For a week. Yeah.
Mm.
The Sunday before, right as the previous podcast was going out, I made profiles for myself and actually made like real profiles. I filled in real information. It was honest. I wasn't catfishing and just, you know, took it as it came. Anyway, more on that toward the end of the show. We have questions to attend to.
Yes, we do. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a short little break and we shall be right back.
This is where the first ad would go if we had advertisers. But we're brand new. And in order to get underwriting for this podcast, we need your help. Please like us on the iTunes or Google Play Store. And please tell your friends to check us out. Thank you.
Right, let's jump in. We've got our dating question. It's a love and dating and sex question, of course, because everything has multiple sides.
You know, they usually are. So you have technology, a bit of desire, and then boom, you have the 21st century right in front of you.
Yes.
Love.
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 And.
Dawn.
So here's a 21st century dilemma. This girl basically her question is, should I move in with my boyfriend as I move to this new city? The background is, she met this guy online on Tinder and they connected while she was visiting another city for some work. And they hooked up, met up, and then continued to be in touch. And now she's got the opportunity to move there. And he said, why would you live anywhere else? You should move in with me. So they've visited each other before, and she has sort of dated him when she lived there. She wants to know if we think there are any cons to this situation of moving in with him when she goes to live at this place. So Prem, what do you think?
I think from her question, the way she's put it, is that she is ready to take that plunge. And I think that's very gutsy on her part, that she's going to go to a new city, start afresh. And the bonus is that she gets to be with not just a familiar face, but someone that she wants to start a relationship with. And, you know, she's going for it. So hats off to her. I definitely think she should go for it.
So I have reservations. I feel like every woman should have an independent base. And if you're moving to a new place, you should have your own space, at least for a while. I'm not saying don't move in with him eventually, but I think you should probably stay on your own for a little bit, maybe 6 months, set up a strong...
6 months? Rogue. Yeah.
She's starting a new job. She's going to be in a new place. She's going to make new friends. It's nicer to have people over to your place rather than your shared space, which is really not yours because you're moving in with somebody who already lives there.
She is not moving to a city for anything else except to be with this guy.
Yes.
So why would she move to an independent space and create this life when she's going to be with him all the time? And who does she know? Many people in the city? Maybe not. Maybe that's her only point of contact. So,
which is exactly why. I'm not saying this is going to happen, but I am definitely being cynical. I'm thinking if for whatever reason this doesn't work out, she should have a backup.
A return ticket, which is to come back to her city.
No, if she wants to stay on and she has a fulfilling job, she should have the opportunity to have a base around her, to have her own friends, to have her own space that she can return to.
And only time is going to dictate that.
But why not set it up so that you have that freedom?
Because you're setting it up knowing at the back of your mind that, okay, this may not work out, so this is what I should do. But that's the worst way to go about something that you're trying to start afresh, especially if it's a matter of the heart.
I see what you're saying. I've done it. I've moved places for
somebody. So have I. I've actually had someone do that for me. And that person came to a new city and I was everything to her. I was her best friend. I was her lover. I was her boyfriend. I was her girlfriend. Everything. And it was not easy all the time. But she was a very enterprising and phenomenal girl. And she created a life for herself in a new city. And we dated for a long time and we broke away, but she still had enough base to carry on and go through and still be in the city. She didn't just pack up and leave. Now,
fair enough.
Had she come to the city thinking that, oh, we're gonna break up at some point, then how is anyone supposed to function that way?
Okay. Fine. So I'm just being extra cynical.
Clearly.
Maybe that's not the reason you should start separately. I think for your own independence and your sense of self, you should start separately. Just to, like, not be dependent on somebody from the start. So the other point of caution I have is when you move in with somebody, if you're not moving in together into a new place and setting up like equal partners, there's always a big, big problem where one person has to accommodate a new person, and they're usually quite stingy about it, even for flatmates. Like, I've done it. If I live in my house and people are coming to stay, I've already set it up. There's no room for your wall hanging or your stereo system. So it's a little difficult to actually feel like it's your own home, and it's nice to set up your own space.
You're only saying that because you're talking about like a buddy coming over who's going to be staying at your place for a month. I'm talking about...
Not at all.
I'm talking about a lover, someone you've been waiting for, someone you want to be.
I have moved continents. Of course, I only moved with one suitcase, so I didn't have that much stuff. But eventually,
this is how I see it. She is keen on making that move. She should go for it. She cannot, one, go to a place of her own and start something fresh there. She's going to move in with this guy. If things go well, then maybe they will take up another place together and call it their home. Then she just returns back. She puts a check mark. She pats herself on the back because she's been gutsy.
The emotional charge of moving away from all that is so much higher than just moving away from your own place. Anyway, I think we have to agree to disagree. We didn't even give this poor girl a name. But we certainly can't use her real name. The last time I chose one, which was Damini, you made so much fun of me. I'm not choosing one now.
Sunny Paji.
My God, don't start with the dialogue again or the singing.
Okay. So let's call her Devika.
Fine. So arbitrary.
So Devika, go for it. You have my blessing.
You have Prem's blessing. You have Rogue's reservation. Tell us how it works out. We want follow up, okay?
Yeah, please let us know. And we'll be right back.
Find the LSD Cast online on Twitter and Facebook and on iTunes and the Google Play Store.
And we have returned after this short little break.
Yippee.
How are you feeling, Rogue?
Oh, depressed, man.
Why?
I'm still thinking about the girl we call Devika.
Oh, don't be. We have another girl who wrote in and her name is Parul.
Okay, I hope it's more cheerful. Come on, bring it on, Prem.
Maybe not cheerful, but it's definitely different. And it's a question that we have to address because it is our duty.
All right. Duty calls or emails.
Either.
Sex.
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 So Paul writes in and says that she has been trying to break up with her boyfriend and her boyfriend refuses to let her go. So what must she do so that he breaks up with her?
What? Oh no, Paul. This is just all wrong.
Yeah, it sounds confusing as well.
It doesn't. I can see this. I know so many. In fact, there are like all these country songs about this kind of situation where she's like, I want to leave you, but I can't. So I'm just going to wait for you to let me go. What? No, Parul, that's not how it works. This is manipulation. This is on both your parts. How can you ask us to tell you what to do to make somebody else break up with you? You can ask us what to do to break up with him and be free of him forever. But you can't do that. You can't cede control of your life to somebody else where he's in charge of what happens to you. Do you see what we're saying? You are in charge of your own life. If you want to break up with somebody, you have the agency to do that. You don't put it on them. You don't, like, if you just can't. Like, real life doesn't work like that.
I think Parul is a victim of just being someone who's super nice and forgiving, and it's become a pattern where he fucks up and then she forgives him and then things are okay for a little while and then
she's unhappy,
shit
wants
to
break up again.
Shit hits the fan again and then he again, like, probably grovels and, you know, kind of like begs
God
for forgiveness and says, I'll never do it again,
yeah,
I promise.
I've changed.
Whatever
I've
he's doing,
changed.
I can already...
It'll be different. I've
yeah,
heard
so,
so many
so
Parul, of
I think
life.
I think it's very clear what you need to do is, one, you need to own it. You need to be a woman of today. And, you know, when no means no, no means no. So clearly, you're done with this. And what you have to do
is
just abide by, just abide by what your instincts and your body is telling you.
Which means run for the hills.
Run for the hills. Wow, I haven't heard that for a few episodes, Ro. Well done.
Really?
Run for the hills!
Yeah, Parul, no. The answer is no, and the answer is no contact. It means you stick to your guns. It means you let go of your fear of being alone. You let go of your fear of not being loved because somebody out there is going to love you better and you deserve better.
Yeah.
You don't want this guy who keeps, like, you know, I used to date somebody like this. I'm sure if you've heard previous episodes, there have been references to this guy. A psychiatrist friend of mine referred to it as this phenomenon, which is he keeps you at arm's length, but in a vice grip, which means you go so far, but no further, because it's threatening to his ego to let you go and break up with him. So you can, like, he'll push you away by doing whatever actions he's doing. We don't know the specifics in your case. Whatever it is he's doing that makes you feel like, okay, I've had enough. I need to break up. And then he can't handle it. So this is not even about you. You're making it, you're letting him make it about you, but it's not. It's about him and his ego. Cut it out. It's toxic. And then do rehab. Don't date anybody for a while and, like, find yourself.
Yeah.
Because
absolutely.
It's better to be alone, really, than to go through this.
Yeah. I can't agree with you more. I actually had a friend like that. And she basically spilled the beans that...
You also had a sister like that.
I also had a sister like that. I mean, why do women do this to themselves?
Yeah, it's a hard one.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
But so she was living with her boyfriend, which is the biggest mistake. And she was dependent on him because they only had one car.
What is her name? Devika. Devika, listen.
So, I was my advice, and I really inspired this girl. I probably changed her life. I said, you know, you got so much going for yourself. You're young, you're pretty, you wanna model, you're smart, and this guy is pinning you down. He uses all these manipulative ways to keep you under his thumb, and then he disses you. He calls you that you're not worthy of this, you're not worthy of that, no other guy will be with you. And she started to believe all that. So my advice to her was that you need to move out. You need to, when he's not at home, you need to pack your shit and literally leave and say that you're going back to your mom's place or whatever. Change your phone number. In the meantime, you have to look for a place that you're going to move into and cut him off.
Good.
And she did exactly that. She actually followed. And I told her, I said, it's not going to be easy. It's going to be very difficult.
It is. Because you're already being manipulated by somebody, right? And you feel guilty.
Exactly. I said, but when you're independent, and even if you're taking a bus to work, you will be sitting in the bus listening to your iPod with a smile on your face because you are free.
Correct. And freedom
is the best.
You really need to let this guy go. I mean, just put it into action.
You need to let yourself go.
Right. Stop talking about it. Stop negotiating. Just stop.
Do it.
Just stop. Cut contact. Break up with him. Go somewhere where he can't contact you. Of course, you'll feel guilty because he's put you in this place where you feel guilty, because every time he comes to you groveling, he doesn't let you go. So reading between the lines and both of us being able to relate to it, do it. No contact. Don't text him. Don't feel guilty about him. And don't say, I hope he's doing okay without me. He's fine. He'll find somebody else. You will also find somebody else.
So, Parul, there you have heard it first from both Rogue and myself.
Yeah, in agreement for once.
So do yourself a favor and break free.
All right. We have a request for you guys coming up. And we want to start a new segment to the show. So we'd love to crowdsource some answers and more information about that after this tiny break.
All right. See you guys on the other side.
Hi. This is where the second ad would go. For us to get advertising, we need numbers. For us to get members, we need you to like us in the iTunes or Google Play Store and to tell your friends to check us out. That is all.
And we're back. We're back from the short little break.
Yay! We're back. We're back. That's the echo. Back, back.
So, Rogue, you know, you're talking about giving us a little story, but I wanted to know, like, what was your experience about getting back in the game, so to speak, for that 1 week of excitement where you were
putting myself out there online.
Exactly.
So here's the interesting thing. I was surprised. So I've done online dating before, off and on, in between boyfriends and when I have the mind space for it. So one of the things that surprised me this time around was that there are more olds on there than there were before. So I really thought I would find no age-appropriate matches. And I've been pleasantly surprised. There are some men around my age who are out there. I also got propositioned by a 20-year-old and a 60-year-old.
Oh, wow.
Both on the side of the spectrum that I'm not interested in at all.
Were they, did they have the same surname?
No.
Okay, just checking.
Although there are some guys out there who've got like three profiles with the same photo, so you know it's the same guy who are messaging you and saying, hi, where are you? Why haven't you replied to me? What's going on? How are you today? Can we chat? Can I get your number?
Oh my God, that sounds hectic.
It is. So this is the other thing. One of the reasons I haven't done this before is you really need the mind space to do this. Like, it takes time. So many people, you want to, if you're screening them, like, it's a part-time job to screen them, to figure out who you want to talk to, how much you want to talk to them.
So how many likes did you get?
I had 83 responses before I'd finished my profile.
Oh, wow. Really?
I lost track now because then I set up some filters. So some people go into different inboxes. Some people go to certain inboxes. I'm talking about one specific app where I spent more time. But anyway, check this out. One of the guys. So I put out my profile and I was really direct, really honest. I put a geographical boundary, put an age boundary, and you know, said stuff about myself, which is all, if you know me at all from the podcast, you know, it was totally representative. And I wanted to see how far that would go. So I haven't been catfished yet that I know of. I've done a little ghosting, and I really haven't reached out to anybody on my own, just replied to people who were replying to me. And one of the guys wrote me and said, how does it feel to be so judgmental? That's his like opening sexy conversational gambit. And
wow.
I didn't reply to him because it was just not worth it. But I thought about it a lot and I thought, it feels righteous. I am happy to have a forum where I can just put all reasonable, like I haven't done anything unreasonable, but reasonable strictures out there about what's acceptable to me and what's not, and be able to use that as a filter. So, you know, more power to me, man.
Yeah, power to you, girl. You go.
Thank you, thank you. So anyway, I've had some very interesting conversations with people because I've been really candid, more even than usual, and just out there asking stuff. And it's led us, Prem and Rogue, want to invite you to share your experiences with us on a segment we're going to add from a couple of episodes out. So for the next one, we want to know, what is the kinkiest place that you, the listener, have ever had sex or hooked up with somebody?
Oh, I like that.
Where?
Wow, Rogue, you really got my mind working in a certain direction. And yeah, I'm thinking about certain places that I have experimented at, some dark places, some public places.
Hmm.
But I want to say that the beach will always, always be the most overrated freaking place ever, because that freaking sand gets in everywhere. Horrible.
Can I just say that I watched this Hindi film called Hum Tum ages ago, right? Where Rani Mukherjee and Saif Ali Khan or whatever end up hooking up on this beach. And I'm such a pragmatist that I basically like watch this. Other people are like taken by how passionate and impetuous they are. And I'm thinking, oh my God, that's going to like poke. And then she's wearing a sari.
Oh,
it's going to get
God,
into
that's
everything.
Exactly. Jesus, so uncomfortable.
Anyway, sorry. You guys, tell us the kinkiest, craziest, maddest, most daring place that you have ever.
Yeah, we would love to know. So you know what? You can send us your answers on an MP3 or a WAV file, or just best record. Yeah, just record them on your phone and email it to lsdcast@sonolog.com. That's sonolog.com. Or you can just put it on SoundCloud and just send us the link. That would be the best way to do it.
And we'll play it. We can, if you need us to, you don't have to leave your name. We can, and we won't play your name. You can, if you really need us to, we can disguise your voice slightly. I'm not the best sound engineer out there. So yeah, we want to hear from you. Tell your friends to send us their answers as well. And of course, to subscribe to the podcast because, you know, you can't go a week without it. We're awesome.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week.
This is Prem and Rogue saying adieu.
Adieu.
You've been listening to the LSD Cast, where it's all about love, sex, and busy dating. with your hosts, Prem and Ru.
A Sonolog production.